Whenever I've had the opportunity to represent Congressman Villarakis, it has always been an honor, and today especially so. When the Congressman returns to Washington, he will enter the following remarks in the Congressional Record, and we will make sure that Eva and Rosalind, that you have the copies when we get them printed from Washington. The Congressman is prepared to say, "Mr. Speaker, I rise today to honor Don DeHart, a compassionate and caring man who dedicated his life to helping those in need. Don DeHart grew up in Indiana and quickly became an indispensable part of his father's construction business. He earned 3 engineering degrees and became the general manager of a successful road construction firm. Don also volunteered as a pastor in a remote rural area, but became restless because, as his wife Eva said, and we heard earlier, he felt there was more to God's work than thicker cushions on pew seats. Don and Eva began making mission trips to help impoverished Haitians in the late 1960s. They eventually co-founded For Haiti with Love, a charity dedicated to providing much-needed medical and other services to poor Haitians. The DeHarts eventually moved to Florida to be closer to their mission work. The DeHarts built a small medical clinic which helped provide basic medical services to some of Haiti's neediest people. Though he was not trained as a medical doctor, Don quickly became an expert in treating burns, which are quite common in Haiti, saving many lives in the process. The DeHarts also helped nourish some of the country's poorest residents in Cape Haitien, Haiti's second largest city. Don befriended one of his patients, a young girl named Rosalind, who had a crippling spinal condition. Don and Eva brought her to America for surgery, and when her mother died, adopted her. Rosalind, now 22, graduated from one of our fine high schools in my congressional district and has taken over her adopted father's mission. Mr. Speaker, Don DeHart left this earthly life on April 15th after a long battle against cancer, a disease he had beaten several decades ago. Don lived a life of service and compassion, leaving no doubt that the world is a much better place for having had him in it. I hope his friends and family can take comfort knowing that this legacy will live on long after our warm words of remembrances are forgotten. May he rest in peace, and may God watch over his family and those he dedicated his life to helping. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.